Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm David Madden, and here's what's happening. Police in the city want your help in finding 31-year-old Michael Altomare. Authorities say he's threatened cops and people he used to work with at the water department. He may also have access to weapons and is considered armed and dangerous, so if you see him, call police and don't approach him. Altomare is 6'2", 350 pounds, and was last seen driving a red Chevy Silverado with Pennsylvania plates on Teasdale Street near Tarsdale Avenue in the Northeast. Philadelphia's two-year-old policy prohibiting police from displaying tattoos that could be deemed offensive has been upheld by the State Labor Relations Board. The story from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The board ruled on an appeal of the policy by the Fraternal Order of Police. The FOP said the policy should have been a bargaining issue, not unilaterally imposed on officers. But the board ruled the department has a right to require that officers do not display offensive tattoos as part of its mission to gain public trust. Deputy City Solicitor Nicole Morris applauded the decision.
Residents deserve to feel safe, and offensive images and phrases, no matter where they come from, prevent that sense of safety and sense of comfort.
The FOP had no comment on the board's ruling. They could appeal the decision to court. Camden County's imposing a ban on single-use plastic starting in January at its facilities and at events the county holds. The move affects plastic bags, bottles, straws, and utensils, as well as styrofoam containers. County Freeholder Jonathan Young.
Anybody who has a contract that is still in effect will ride their contract out. Any new contracts coming forward with our vendors will have to go with the new specs. By 2021, we plan on being 100% plastic free throughout the county.
At least at places they control. The plan provides a blueprint for municipalities to adopt if they'd like. Collingswood last week adopted its own plastic bag ban for businesses in the town. Others are expected to follow suit. Young says the county will start phasing in biodegradable alternatives over the next year. College fall break is wrapping up, and some engineering students at Villanova have quite the story to tell about how they spent theirs. Yeah, they traveled, but they were also on a mission to help people, as we hear from KYW's Kim Glovis.
Madagascar, Tanzania, Ghana, Panama, and Peru. That's where 30 Villanova engineering students spent the last week working to plan clean water systems or build sustainable energy systems. Jordan Ermilio is director of the Villanova Engineering Service Learning Center, or VESL. He says these are not resort spots.
Very often people will travel several hours to collect water on a daily basis, or the services that they do have are not reliable. 50% of the time or something like that, you turn on your faucet, there's no water coming out of it.
One of the students has done four of these trips over the years and just got a scholarship to do some international work in Malaysia come January. There's been a debate over a New Jersey tax incentive program used in the days of the Christie administration. Now it's dragged in the Philadelphia 76ers, which used the program to locate its practice facility into Camden. A task force impaneled by Governor Phil Murphy suggests not only did the club get $79 million in tax credits 5 years ago, but taxpayers also covered a $400,000 application fee charged by the Economic Development Authority, which ran the program. Nothing illegal, task force leaders insist. They're just trying to be transparent. The Sixers, in a statement, say that was their goal all along. The Murphy administration wants the tax credit program revamped to provide better controls. Now, here's something that'll touch your heart. A South Jersey dad whose young son is battling cancer helps him deal with it all by dancing in front of him. And after a pop star reposted a video, the dance has gone viral. KYW's Antoinette Lee talked to dad.
2-year-old Christian is 11 months cancer-free. And in a celebration video with his dad, he waves his hands to the music and even sings a couple of ad-libs.
His Down syndrome actually helped his situation.
Kenny Thomas says his recovery was supposed to be around 300 days, but it only took half that. He says the survival rate for the cancer Christian was diagnosed with is usually 30-40%, but his extra chromosome gave him 80-90%.
My family, we have a lot of faith. We prayed and we created a positive atmosphere around our son, and it paid off.
R&B singer Ciara brought the video to the nation's attention. Kenny is taking the dancing routine on the road and is now working as a motivational speaker. That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.